this anyway, just for kicks. Him.
Good morning. It is June 7th, coming to you a week late, which I'm not thrilled about, but that's kind of where we landed. Had some work-related items I needed to address, and to be candid, wasn't feeling overly podcasty over the last week. Not that I didn't have an idea for the show, because I did. Just had 20 other things that took precedence, and so we're recording late and kind of moving. You know, we're going to get back on schedule with the 15th, but it's kind of where we landed here with the show. Anyway, so this week's show, or this session, by the way, we are, I believe, season 2, episode 3, I believe. I should have verified that before I came on, but that's okay. But in this show, we are going to focus on road trips and talk about different aspects, things to consider. I'm going to tell you some funny stories from past road trips I've done and just some things to consider. So we're going to focus on that for this episode. I will give you a preview on our June 15th show, which, by the way, is Father's Day. We'll probably record prior to, or maybe even that morning. But we're going to focus on just some industry news overall. Haven't really dug into that. I wanted to focus on the road trip stuff this week, so we'll get into some industry news next week and take a little bit of a deeper dive. Some interesting things in the airline industry, and so we'll get into that a little bit. So, also, in even more of a teaser for the July 1 episode, have currently, as we're recording today, my better half is on a cruise down in the Caribbean with some girlfriends of hers. They're whooping it up down there. Her first cruise, I haven't taken a cruise yet, so we'll be anxious to get her feedback. And then also, I have some friends who are in Europe right now, traveling, and going to get some feedback from them. As I've mentioned in a previous show, Lisa and I have not been to Europe yet. It's on the list. Hope to make it happen soon, but have not made that trip. And so we'll be anxious to get some accounts from our friends who are there right now. And their accounts will be fresh, so we'll be able to share some information there. So with that, let's get into it. So road trips oftentimes are viewed from the get-go, either this is going to be a lot of fun or this is going to be absolutely painful. And let's be honest, it depends on who you're traveling with. That makes the trip, right? A little bit where you're going, the destination has a factor, but it's really who's traveling with you. And I'm here to tell you, regardless of who's going, you can make it fun. You can tweak it. With the internet, there's so much information you can research and so many things you can look at. I'm going to break road trips into four categories today. The family going, a couple going, a group of friends, and then if you're going solo, which can be very therapeutic and a lot of fun to do that as well. So let's kick it off with the family. So most people think about a family road trip as the just the journey to get to the destination. We're heading to Florida to go to Disney World, or we're going to see Grandma and Grandpa in Ohio. Whatever the case may be, it is getting you from point A to point B. And yes, that is part of it. But I can tell you right now, as you're looking at it, depending upon the ages of your kids, you can really make it fun. You can really make it exciting. And you know, I look back, and at the time, I really hated traveling by car to get to destinations on vacation. But I was young and stupid and lived in a little bubble, not recognizing that just going on the vacation itself was awesome. And so many people don't get to do that. So I didn't really appreciate it at the time. I was visiting with my folks not too long ago and was sharing with them the subject of this podcast. And my mom reminded me of a couple stories that I wanted to share, which are comical and feed right into what I'm talking about. Apparently, we were in Florida. Now, I am not a good swimmer. Let's lead with that. I also am not a big fan, and we'll delve into this down the road. We'll maybe do a mountains versus beach episode at some point, or at least segment. But we would be staying at these hotels right on the beach in Florida, and there I would be usually by myself because everyone else was in the Gulf or the Atlantic Ocean. I would be in the swimming pool. Wanted no part of the salt water, wanted no part of the sand, any of that. I like to look at it, and even today, I don't mind walking on the beach. And my wife has even gotten me to a point where I'll actually lay on the beach under an umbrella and read a book or take a nap or whatever. And so I'll do that, which I've actually come a long way from that standpoint. But at the time, I was in the pool and hated it. Hated going to the ocean. Thought it was ridiculous, which sounds just absolutely foolish now that I look back on it. But so we were in Florida, and apparently I had had enough of the beach. I had had enough of family. People were getting on my nerves. And at one point, my parents had come back into the room, and I'm on the phone. Keep in mind, this is well before the internet. And I'm on the phone getting prices for airline tickets to go back to Kansas City. Have no idea how I was going to pay for that. No idea how I was going to get to the airport. That didn't matter. That was secondary. I was being dramatic and made the decision that I was going to do that, which I look back on, and it's kind of funny now. So the family vacation piece. One thing that I would consider looking at, a couple things. Number one, mix it up a little bit and don't take your car. Look at renting a larger vehicle than what you need. So the kids have some elbow room. You've got plenty of room for your stuff. You're driving something different, a little more exciting. And if you plan accordingly, you can find some deals. It's not cheap, don't get me wrong, but when you factor that and weigh it against airline tickets and all that, definite cost savings there if you don't want to take your vehicle. Just to mix it up, maybe you don't want to put the miles on your car, or you want to take something a little different or what have you. So consider looking at that. When you do that, my advice is, especially if you're someone that doesn't rent a car often, make sure it has unlimited miles as part of the rental period. Secondly, make sure there's no limitations on the number of states you can travel to away from the home base. some of these rental car companies have gotten very strategic with where you can travel to and things like that in order to keep the miles low on their vehicles. And they put a bunch of restrictions on there. So just kind of keep an eye out for that. The other thing you want to look at is, does your car insurance policy have a rental component? Not a sponsor of the show, at least not yet, but I'll make a plug for State Farm. You want to make sure you ask your agent if that's something that you have or something that they offer. It's not that expensive to add on. I have it on my policy with State Farm, and I'm glad I do. I've actually had to leverage it. Little sidebar, we were in California. It's been a few years ago, and I got into an accident in Pasadena off of, I believe, the 210 freeway, and ended up totaling two vehicles and then wrecking another one that was able to be repaired, but wrecked into another vehicle. What a mess. Having that insurance with State Farm was fantastic. I say all that because if you don't have that policy or that rider on your policy, and it's not an option, you do want to look at getting insurance. And it's pricey through the rental car company, but it's a lot cheaper than if something were to happen and you were having to pay for something out of pocket. So something to factor into for sure and take a look at that. But anyway, so some things to consider. You're on this family road trip. And what I would recommend is, if you're not trying to get to your destination, or even if you are, quickly, take an extra day somewhere along the trip and see something unique or see something that one of your kids would be really interested in. Or consider this, make the family think that, you know, we're getting up the next day and getting in the car and driving another 8, 10, 12 hours, whatever. But in reality, you're staying at that same hotel along the way. You're going to do a pool day and go out and have a fun breakfast and hang out and relax. The family vacation's as much for mom and dad as it is the kids. And so just, you know, factor that in as you're looking at that, just to kind of mix things up. Again, I look back now as I'm significantly older, and great memories, such fond memories of those vacations that my parents took us on. I didn't always appreciate it at the time, but I sure appreciate it now. And so look at that. The other thing I would consider, and this really could mold into any of the categories, and it's something I have to give full credit to my wife for. We started getting involved with some of the national historic sites and national park sites and going and seeing those along the way. And it's interesting, especially if you have any interest at all in history, but it's very interesting to see. But also too, it breaks up the drive to be able to get out, stretch your legs, see something different, hop back in the car and go. It's refreshing, and it's really interesting. So we've gotten into where we get inside the gift shop of these national historic sites. They'll have a stamp, and we've got this book that you can stamp and all that. And so it's interesting to go back and see some of the places you visited and all that. So I have to give full credit to my wife for that, because we've started doing that when we're out and about, whether we drive or fly. And it is really interesting. We've seen a lot of really cool stuff along the way. So anyway, things to consider with the family. Recognize, age of the kids, got to consider that. The goal of why you're trying to get there and all that, you have to factor that into. But it doesn't have to be a dreaded trip. It can be fun and mix in some good stuff. The other thing that you can factor in if you want to go maybe a step above looking at the renting a Suburban or an Expedition or something like that, renting a smaller motor coach, and where you've got a little bit more room, but you have something small enough that doesn't require a CDL or special class driver's license, but something that you can leverage there could really add to the fun as well. So a lot of options there with that. On the couple piece, I want to recommend, and it's something that is a lot of fun. My wife and I have done it when we've traveled. You're out, you're traveling from point A to point B, and you maybe have one or two overnights. We actually drove the coast of Oregon and Northern California right after our wedding. It was part of our honeymoon. And as we're making that drive, we did not have a destination for the day. We knew what our final destination was, but for the day, we didn't know where we'd end up. We had an approximate idea of how far we wanted to travel, but so what we did is we would get into the mid to late afternoon and we're kind of ready to get off the road, we would go out to Airbnb or Vrbo and see what was available in the area. That was a lot of fun, just mixing it up. A huge departure from how I've traveled in the past. I was very much of a regimented stay at a Marriott property because I have points and I know what I'm getting and all that. But going and not having a spot that was predetermined honestly made it kind of fun. The other thing I would recommend doing if you're looking for just a quick weekend getaway, no matter where you live in the country, is pick a direction from your town and pick a point on the map and just go. Don't overthink the destination. Make the whole trip part of the fun. And head in a direction and kind of see where you land and see what is around. And as I mentioned before, if there's national historic sites that you can pop into or what have you, or something local that's unique, makes it kind of fun. Same thing to a certain extent with friends. The friends ones, typically, you do have a destination in mind and you're doing the road trip because you're trying to save some money. I get all that. So you want to factor all that in and look at that piece. So, looking at those items, you're really in a position where you're trying to save a few dollars, but you can make it fun and do different things. When you're flying solo, first of all, tell someone you're going. Tell someone your general itinerary in case the wheels come off the wagon. You want to be smart about it. But as you're traveling, it can really be therapeutic to get out on the road and just do some thinking and turn on some music and go. And it really can be a lot of fun. So, no matter where you are in the country, you can do a road trip, and my advice is get off the major highways, take some, state highways or county roads or whatever, with GPS anymore. You're not going to get lost. You're going to find your way, but see some stuff you normally wouldn't see. You can make the trip, and I'll just give you an example, from Kansas City to Wichita. You can take the turnpike, quickest way to get there. You're going to have, a smooth sailing and under 3 hours, you're going to be in Wichita, but there's some back roads you can take, that's going to take longer, but see some stuff that you'd never see before, pop into a diner that, is off the beaten path. One of the things that we really try to do is eat at places we can't eat at in Kansas City when we're out traveling. And it's not a hard and fast rule, but it is. And I've had that for as long as I've been traveling too. I try to avoid eating in chain restaurants. Nothing wrong with the chains. Nothing wrong. You know, those are great alternatives. And, you know, they're in the rotation when I'm in Kansas City, no doubt. But when I'm on the road, I want to try something, you know, unique to the area, or something just, you know, a little diner. Some of the best meals I've had have been in some little dives or little diners off the beaten path. So something to consider there for sure. So definitely with the road trip, you want to kind of, just from a budgeting perspective, if you're being budget conscious, you want to think about, you know, what those costs are going to be. You want to make sure you have some cash with you, because there may be places that don't take credit cards. So you want to factor that in. Just be prepared. You may hit some tolls and things like that. So, you know, have some cash with you, but be smart. And I'll tell you, it can be an absolute blast. Don't get me wrong. I love to fly, and flying is probably one of my favorite modes of transportation. And so, you know, I don't want to take anything away from that, but there's something to be said about, hitting the road first thing in the morning and heading off and, you know, seeing some stuff. And it can be a lot of fun. It's as much fun as you make it, quite frankly. So, you know, give it a go. And as we're in June and summer vacations are, you know, in full swing, if you don't have anything planned right now for a summer vacation, or you're wanting to maybe do a long weekend or something, I recommend looking at a road trip. It could be a really enjoyable trip. And for your kids, could be making memories that they have for a really long time. And, you know, I know at the young age of 54, I still have really good memories from those road trips back when I was a kid. Wish I would have appreciated it a little bit more then, but I sure do appreciate it now. So with that, a little shorter podcast today, but that's okay. Coming in a week late, as I said at the top of the show, we are going to do some industry news next week. It's going to be our focus. And then the week after that, we're going to do some updates on some trips and not going to do an interview yet. We are going to be doing an interview soon. On cruising with one of my good friends, Janet Jackson, who, give her a shout out. She's been on a lot of cruises, and she's actually getting ready to embark on a big one. We'll probably talk to her before she goes on that one, but my hope is when she's on, she talks about it. But we'll talk about different aspects of cruising. But I'm anxious to see what my wife thought of it. I hope she is enjoying herself. I'm sure she is. But get her impressions of the cruise. It's a short one, 3 day, so it's not just a little taste. But anyway, so thank you for joining. I appreciate it. Sorry we're coming in a week late. But hey, when you run the show, you get to set the schedule. It's kind of nice being your own boss. Now, once we start getting sponsors, I'm going to have to be a little bit more regimented. And even on days I'm not feeling very podcasty, I'm going to have to step up. So, again, thanks for joining. Look forward to talking to you all what will be next week. And we will be on time for that one. So thanks again, and we'll talk again soon.
straight through Carolina. She didn't use no damn map to find her way. She pulled off on a state route just north of Charlotte.